It was almost enough to make you believe in ghosts. Of course, I'm not that superstitious. Took me another 4 nights of scouting before I spotted the glow in the ground. I waited beneath the trees until I saw the man rise from the earth, bank the lantern, and disappear into the woods. I got a flashlight after that, returned right before dawn, found the opening, descended into the chamber. I never would have imagined. It took my breath away. The work of a master craftsman. I always knew it couldn't last. Who did it, Charlie? Who came out of the ground? Who killed those girls? He shook his head. 6 girls. Always 6 girls. No more, no less. I kept checking, kept waiting for something to change. But year after year, 2 rows, 3 bodies each, the perfect audience. And I never ran into the man again, though Lord knows I tried. I had so many questions for him. Did you kill them? Is it your work that was discovered on the grounds? He continued as if I'd never spoken. Then, of course, I saw the story of the grave's discovery on the news. Another victim of urban growth. But that's when it came to me. This would force him into the open, make him want to check on his work one last time. So I started hanging out again, hoping to catch a glimpse. But all I saw was you, and you are a liar. For the first time, his voice dropped, grew menacing. I took an instinctive step back. Who are you? I asked him. Because you're certainly no minister. Former patient, fellow aficionado of mass graves, who are you? I'm dead, I told him bluntly. I'm the ghost that haunts the grounds. I'm waiting for that monster to return so I can kill him. Charlie's blue eyes narrowed. Annabelle. Annabelle Granger. Your name was in the paper, from the pit. You really are dead. And then a heartbeat later, his face broke into a smile. You know, I had my heart set on your blonde sergeant friend, he said slyly. I saw the wink of the blade in his hand. But come to think of it, Annabelle dear, you'll do just fine. Bobby hastily described Charlie Marvin to the young Latino who greeted them at the Pine Street Inn. Juan Lopez agreed that BPD's Charlie Marvin was, indeed, the shelter's Charlie Marvin. Had been volunteering there for the past 10 years, in fact. Score one for the good guys. Except Mr. Marvin wasn't currently on the premises. Had taken off about an hour ago. No, Lopez didn't know where. Mr. Marvin was a volunteer, after all. They didn't track the man. However, Mr. Marvin was known to work the streets, visiting with the homeless. The police might want to try some of the parks. Bobby assured him they already had officers on the way. Marvin was wanted for immediate questioning. Lopez seemed doubtful. Our Charlie Marvin? Bushy white hair? Bright blue eyes? Always got a grin on his face? Charlie Marvin? What'd he do, man? Steal from the rich and give to the poor?